to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The hunt for an escaped inmate in Arkansas goes on. Grant Hardin is a former police chief, but he's also a convicted killer and rapist. And police say he broke out of prison last week by donning a fake law enforcement uniform. Eight down, two to go. The remaining fugitives who escaped from a New Orleans jail are still eluding police. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on who they are.
Derrick Rose was being held at the Orleans Parish Prison after he was convicted late last year in a double homicide on Mardi Gras 2018. Fellow escapee Antoine Massey is no stranger to jailbreaks, having fled custody several times since 2007. Police on Tuesday were following up on an unconfirmed sighting of Massey in Natchez, Mississippi.
Also out of jail, possibly as soon as today, Todd and Julie Chrisley, the reality TV stars who defrauded banks out of more than $30 million. President Trump saying he will pardon them. Trump administration moving to cut off all remaining federal funding to Harvard. This is ABC News. What kind of person would violently break into the home of the man who invented Beanie Babies? A man who is now in custody, California police say. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
In the celebrity enclave of Montecito, prosecutors in Santa Barbara County say a stranger broke into the home of Beanie Babies creator Ty Warner and inside that home beat a woman so badly she was, quote, comatose due to brain injury, according to court documents. That stranger who broke in, sheriff's deputies say, was 43-year-old Russell Fay of Nevada, who is charged with a long list of counts, including attempted murder. He's pleaded not guilty. He allegedly claimed he lived at the house and refused to come out until a SWAT team went in and he jumped out of a window. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In New York City, a second person has now turned himself in, accused of helping a crypto entrepreneur named John Walls detain and torture an Italian businessman in an attempt to get his Bitcoin password. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Federal funding cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It threatens not only families, but also farmers. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. One of the farms waiting for final answer is Flagg Family Farm in Rudolph. Carl Flagg is the operator, and he says not only do families depend on SNAP for some additional dollars to spend towards their meals, farmers depend on SNAP to keep clients coming their way.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, it's put thousands and thousands of dollars into the farmers markets here in Dane County and back home in Wausau and Stevens Point. So, yeah, it's a very important program. I just spent 3 days in Washington, D.C., campaigning with Farmers Union. It's very important what we stress to the politicians is that in the Farm Bill, we need a strong nutrition program.
Carl Flagler from Flagler Family Farm in Rudolph says it's not just about the SNAP dollars helping families to fulfill their meal goals. It's also about making sure those families can afford some of the beneficial food that farmers like him bring to a farmer's market. He says that's something they might not otherwise be able to afford.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
And so far, weather's been cooperating pretty well with Wisconsin farmers. The latest update shows across the state, 85% of the corn's already in the ground, and about 52% of that corn has already emerged. Corn rating from farmers, about 62% called good to excellent. 80% of our soybeans have been planted. Right now, that crop, about 42% emerged. 88% of our potato planting is already complete. And it looks like the first cutting of alfalfa, about 20% done as of Sunday. That's just a quick snapshot on food news for Wednesday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today after another dramatic win for the crew in Milwaukee last night. Bottom of the 10th, tied 1-1, and Christian Yelich hit one 400 feet to left center field, bases loaded, a grand slam home run. Brewers win 5-1.
My first walk-off homer, and it's taken me 13 years to do it, and I actually thought about that before I hit first base. I was like, thinking about time, finally did this, and it was cool that it came in a big moment like that, you know, bases loaded, and you know, something that was pretty special.
NFL. Jordan Love on how the Packers' rookie receivers, Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, look so far in practice.
We picked up some good weapons with Matthew Golden, another receiver, Savion, in the third round. So I love all the guys we added. They've been in the building for like 2 weeks now with us working. They're all excited to get to work, and we've been killing it so far in OTA. So we're excited to get training camp rolling and get the season started here in a couple months.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon with a high today in the low 70s. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit warmer with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49. 98 Q Country.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. This down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words.
Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down. No, sir, I ain't been drinking. I ain't even had one beer. This sweet thing's got me buzzing. I'm whispering in my ear. Just take a peek up in here at this little hot mess. Mister, you'll understand. I'm doing my best and I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control. All over the road. Don't wanna get no ticket. Don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it between the lines? Yeah, I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control. All over. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. Have a little mercy on me. Sir, I'm sorry, I know I'm all over the road.
Tyler Hubbard.
This is my station.
My station.
98Q Country.
I saw a truck backing out of your drive. You were sitting in the passenger side, messing with the radio. You had your sunglasses on. I pulled over 'cause I couldn't believe 2 weeks ago that was you and me riding down these old back roads singing our song. Time.
I backed off, did whatever it takes. Never really thought you were that ready for moving along. Now I ain't leaving till I hear you say what's going on. It'll be what it will be. It's either him or me. Someone else calling you, baby. No.
name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
Patience, awesome.
98 Q Country.
Driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Rhine County Watermelon Festival ahead. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down, took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small town man. Do the watermelon crawl. When the band started playing the Watermelon Queen, said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Tracy Byrd. Watermelon Crawl, Tracy Byrd at 98Q Country, 26 minutes after 8 o'clock. And I certainly hope your Wednesday has some good things going for it. We're starting out with some sunshine, and we've got 50 degrees. We're getting a little bit warmer here in the morning for us early risers. So that's always nice. Temperatures today will rise to close to 70. They tell us 68, but we're always optimistic that that'll get a little bit better than that. Some of you got a little bit of rain shower activity yesterday, but not a lot of it. We do have a slight chance of a rain shower. Slight is the word that the National Weather Service is using. All right, I didn't make that up. East-northeast at 5 to 10 for your winds today. And then for the weekend, fabulous. You might, if you have the itch, hopefully before and not after, if you have the itch to jump in a lake, then you might get that, you might be able to do that a little more comfortably because temperatures will rise into the 70s tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and then we'll push into the 80s. Right now, the forecast for Monday and Tuesday has a high of about 85 to 86 degrees. I know. Nice, nice. If you like the warm weather. If not, you like back away, Joel. But looking very nice, looking very summerish here as we head into the final week of May. Lot going on yesterday. Tournament softball, track, regionals, teams and individuals moving on to sectionals later in the week. So we will talk about that, you know, a little bit here and there. And then 8 o'clock during Reality Radio, we'll really dig into our top four qualifiers in each event and the ones that are moving on to sectionals. So we'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour, but we'll cover some of it in just a little bit here and tell you who advanced on with wins yesterday. Let's get you updated right now. Twice an hour, we get you some news and sports. So let's get ABC in here to get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The hunt for an escaped inmate in Arkansas goes on. Grant Hardin is a former police chief, but he's also a convicted killer and rapist. And police say he broke out of prison last week by donning a fake law enforcement uniform. 8 down, 2 to go. The remaining fugitives who escaped from a New Orleans jail are still eluding police. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on who they are.
Derrick Groves was being held at the Orleans Parish Prison after he was convicted late last year in a double homicide on Mardi Gras 2018. Fellow escapee Antoine Massey is no stranger to jailbreaks, having fled custody several times since 2007. Police on Tuesday were following up on an unconfirmed sighting of Massey in Natchez, Mississippi.
Also out of jail, possibly as soon as today, Todd and Julie Chrisley, the reality TV stars who defrauded banks out of more than $30 million. President Trump saying he will pardon them. Trump administration moving to cut off all remaining federal funding to Harvard. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's at Northern Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced that the South 13 improvements within Park Falls will be starting during the week of June 30th. This project will go from North 5th Street to the Flambeau River Bridge. Work will include modifications of the two traffic light intersections, replacement of curb ramps that do not meet ADA requirements, replacement of the fixtures of the streetlights, a mill and overlay of the asphalt pavement, and new pavement markings. The first phase of the project will include traffic lights, curb ramps, and streetlight fixtures. The second phase of the project will include the mill and overlay. The mill and overlay phase is expected to take about 3 to 4 days on the main road, and an additional 2 to 3 days to tie in all the intersections. Work will be done with flagging operations, so no detour will be necessary. No work will be occurring during the 4th of July weekend, Flamorama weekend, and if necessary, Labor Day weekend. Please plan any travel accordingly. Friday, June 13th at 9 p.m., there's a family movie night under the stars over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. This is free admission, and there will be concessions available for purchase. You're invited to bring the whole crew for a relaxing evening of community and entertainment hosted by the Victor Christian Center. There are no rain dates, so come early to claim your spot. Once again, this is taking place Friday, June 13th at 9 p.m. over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Allergy season is here. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Allergy season has arrived. I'm sure you've already felt it. The sneezing, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes. And the main over-the-counter meds used to manage it are antihistamines or decongestants.
For our antihistamines, if you're having watery eyes, sneezing, or if you're having like a runny nose, antihistamines are the best medication to use for those symptoms. For decongestions, if you're having like a stuffy nose or nasal congestion, a decongestants will be a best choice for that. But if you are experiencing all symptoms, using both medications will have a complete relief.
That's Rebecca Tao, a pharmacy resident with Aspirus Health. She says seek medical attention if your symptoms are severe and persistent, and be mindful of potential drug interactions.
Especially to treat high blood pressure, or if you're taking sedative medications such as opioids or anti-anxiety medications or antidepressant medication, because taking these medications together can cause unwanted side effects, or it can also reduce the effectiveness of your prescription drugs.
And there are other ways besides pills, she says, you can use to reduce symptoms with lifestyle changes or having certain environmental strategies.
You'll want to wash your hands or face frequently, or take showers after you're outdoor, use a purifier in the house, or just cleaning your house regularly can help reduce your allergy symptoms.
And research shows that allergies have only been getting worse with deteriorating air quality and warming temperatures.
This week's allergy forecast is expected to be low, but it will ramp up into the weekend. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today after another dramatic win for the crew in Milwaukee last night. Bottom of the 10th, tied 1-1, and Christian Yelich hit one 400 feet to left center field, bases loaded, a grand slam home run. Brewers win 5-1.
My first walk-off homer, and it's taken me 13 years to do it, and I actually thought about that before I hit first base. I was like, thinking about time, finally did this, and it was cool that it came in a big moment like that. You know, bases loaded, and you know, something that was pretty special.
And NFL. Jordan Love on how the Packers' rookie receivers, Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, look so far in practice.
We picked up some good weapons with Matthew Golden, another receiver, Savion, in the third round. So I love all the guys we added. They've been in the building for like 2 weeks now with us working. They're all excited to get to work, and we've been killing it so far in OTA. So we're excited to get training camp rolling and get the season started here in a couple months.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, the Prentice golf team wins a regional championship yesterday. It was not easy. Ladysmith is really good, too, and Prentice beat Ladysmith by 6 shots, 322 to 328. Prentice led with a couple of 80s. It was Matty Häkkinen and Elijah Harding, each carding an 80. Noah Millenkamp also with an 80, so three 80s to lead the way for Prentice. Evan Lord with an 82 and Jackson Isaacson with a 93. And Prentice, regional champs, as the entire team will move on. And Lakeland also. They get a 3-shot win over Northland Pines to win their regional also to advance on, as Jeremy Henson for Lakeland cards a 78 for the T-Bird golf team. But leading the way was Davis Cook, as he carded a 74 to lead the way for the Lakeland golf team. Congrats to them. The Shawamigan boys track team won a regional championship yesterday, as they carded, they scored 147 points. Phillips with 133 in second place, Riblake in third, and Phillips wins the regional championship on the girls' side rather decisively with 168 points. Shawamigan second with 89 and Hurley third. We will cover all of the qualifiers that will be moving on to sectionals. We will do that during Reality Radio this morning in the 8 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. It's quite an extensive list, so we'll talk about that and cover that in the 8 o'clock hour. And the Phillips girls advance on in regional softball yesterday. Phillips with a victory yesterday over the Luck Frederick Otters by a score of 14-4. So Phillips now will play Clayton Turtle Lake in the next round of regionals. And it was Hurley, after Shawamigan defeated Hurley earlier in the year. Hurley gets the tournament game, though, with a 12-6 win. 12-6, Hurley won it, and they'll advance on to take on Shell Lake in the next round of girls tournament softball.
H&R Block in Park Falls proudly congratulates the Shawamigan High School Class of 2025. Graduation marks a job well done and a future full of promise. Glenn and Laverne Balsavage send their best wishes to each and every graduate. Your hard work has paid off and your community is proud. Whether you're heading to college, starting a career, or figuring out what's next, remember, smart planning makes a difference. Visit H&R Block on Division Street in downtown Park Falls, here to help you navigate what's ahead.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Camp Holiday Campground in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin is a hidden gem nestled in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. Enjoy miles of paved bike trails, ATV trails, incredible fishing and kayaking, and a clean sandy swimming beach with a trampoline for the whole family. Camp Holiday offers clean shower facilities and a laundromat. Stock up on all the supplies you need at the camp store, plus pizza and some ice cream too. Come to Camp Holiday for a weekend. Come for a week. Or the whole season. Bring your tent, RV, or motorhome. Don't have one? Rent one of their brand new sleeping cabins, a camper, or even a park model. Camp Holiday Campground. Come to the Big Woods, make some memories, and go home thinking, time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for rates and reservations. Camp Holiday on Rudolph Lake in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin. It's time well spent.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Take on outdoor cleaning projects easily with a Husqvarna pressure washer. They have the power for making short work of any job. The Husqvarna 3600 PSI model lets you select pressure settings for each job with a turn of a knob. On sale now through June 1st. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swimming sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all starts Thursday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
These are all the things you would hear upon getting into and starting your car. Going wherever the road takes you. It's just, there was one sound noticeably missing.
Oh, man.
Remember, click it or ticket. You don't want to fine, and it just might save your life. So don't risk it. Click it or ticket. This message is brought to you by NHTSA.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon with a high today in the low 70s. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit warmer with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
98Q Country.
You're a crack of dawn, Monday morning coffee strong, pouring everything you got into a paycheck Friday night. You're a power stroke, diesel, backhoe riding, king of beers, 18-wheeler driving, living life in between the lines of clocking in and quitting time. But then the six-string circus comes to town, we hang them speakers over the crowd. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, and everybody's singing every word to every song of the girl that's taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we throw, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, you're a little shy thing with a wild side. On a night like this, you just can't hide, cause it's time to live it up. So come on and raise your cup. If we talk about memories, yeah, we're gonna make them. Talk about rules, you know we're gonna break them. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing every word to every song of the girl that's taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling.
the same, cause we thinking the same thing. We all on the same page, cause we sipping the same drink. Now here's a little something to thank y'all for showing up. Al Dean and the boys are about to blow it up. When the lights come on, everybody screaming, lighters in the sky, everybody singing. Every word to every song of the girl they're taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we're throwing, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on, your buzz boarded up.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It's hump day.
Woo woo!
Oh, happy hump day.
98 Q Country.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths, and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know I love showing you off, but watching your baby blue eyes dancing in the candlelight glow, all I can think about getting you home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about is getting you home. Don't need this menu, no I don't. I already know just what I want. Did I hear you right? Did you tell me? Go pay the waiter and let us sleep. Now honey, I know by that look in your eyes and your hand drawing hearts on mine that are not think about is getting me home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about,
Chris Young, 98Q Country. Beautiful day today. Maybe a little scattered rain, but I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to like the rest of the week into the weekend, too. Lots of sunshine. Things are popping out there. The plants and the flowers and all that stuff. We're in good pace, good shape here, if you like to do the outdoor stuff. A lot going on high school tournament-wise. Softball. Tournaments yesterday, baseball tournaments will get going for everybody tomorrow. track, golf, all kinds of stuff. So we'll talk about that. Get you some more in detail during Reality Radio this morning. Not a real heavy schedule on Reality Radio today, so we'll have time to really salute and honor our area athletes and go into in-depth on that. Let's see. Brewers get an exciting win last night. Late extra inning win. First walk-off. Did Christian Yelich say that was the first time he had ever had a walk-off? That's crazy. They're going to do a day game today for the Brewers. We got, what is today? The 28th, right? 11:35 pregame. The Brewers taking on the Red Sox. Red Sox are a pretty good team. You linger around 500 record-wise, one loss. That qualifies you as a pretty good team nowadays. You're in contention anyway. Brewers take tomorrow off. So we'll have local sports after the Brewers today. We're going to have Phillips taking on Maple Northwestern in baseball. They're playing that over in Iron River. And Jeff Haken, and we're going to send him with a GPS. And we're concerned. It's a long way up there. And I think he'll be okay, but we're going to track it. We're going to make sure he's okay, and we're going to get him there and back and hopefully get a logger win. So tournament baseball, a rare Wednesday game for you, 5 o'clock today with Jeff Haken featuring the Phillips Loggers right here, 98Q. Words of wisdom for a Wednesday morning. Let's do it. Let's focus on the family.
You had one job. That's what Patrick's frustrated wife told him. To be fair, he had it coming. Ruth had just rounded the corner toward home in time to see their 5-year-old daughter running down the street without a stitch of clothing on. Well, she was wearing her galoshes and carrying an umbrella, but that wasn't enough to get Patrick out of hot water. He was supposed to be watching their two kids while Ruth made a quick run to the store. But soon after she left, Patrick tried something most men just aren't very good at, multitasking. If he could get the lawn cut quickly, he thought maybe he can catch the game later on. He thought his plan was ingenious. He instructed his 5- and 6-year-olds to stay in their rooms, and he gave them plenty of toys to stay busy. Then he fired up the mower and raced back and forth across the yard. He was down to his last few strips of grass when his wife turned the corner and his daughter streaked down the sidewalk. In that moment, Patrick was reminded that parenting is hard stuff. Kids are unpredictable and parents have to stay on their toes. While Patrick can laugh about his story now, it was an embarrassing situation at the time. As a parent, you get curveballs thrown at you all the time while juggling responsibilities of family life. Your spouse and your kids are an integral part of your life, so give them the careful attention they deserve. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Real estate auction ends June 1st. Own a piece of the country, 68 acres with a classic farmstead, barn, machine shed, three-car garage, and two newer storage sheds. Located at 15588 Elmwood Drive, Butternut, Wisconsin. Bid now at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Think the Indy Auto and Tire Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASE-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle in top shape. Like a winning sports team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change prices, and rewards. Buy 5 oil changes, get the 6 free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Ask about their spring maintenance special for just $79.99, plus 24-hour towing.
Locally owned, Glass DeGaulle in Phillips, Wisconsin has 25 years of experience in auto, home, and residential glass. They sell and install custom glass shower doors. Visit them on Highway 13 for reliable expertise and exceptional service.
The 2025 Winter Wisconsin graduates have earned their moment, and the Lakewood Cafe is proud to celebrate them. A local favorite and home of the Friday Fish Fry Frenzy, Lakewood serves up deep-fried or baked cod, jumbo shrimp, fish tacos, and a mouth-watering shrimp and fish combo. It's the taste of tradition and hometown pride. Stop in, grab a plate, and join Lakewood Cafe in saluting the next generation. Proud to serve winter and proud to cheer them on.
Q Country.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98 Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
98Q Country.
I'm the only one.
Reno,
Rascal Flatts,
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
I never ask you where you're going. I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you've ever been true. I just don't wanna know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know. I've always said what I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true. I just don't wanna know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your friends. Somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Ah, you'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. Like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The hunt for an escaped inmate in Arkansas goes on. Grant Hardin is a former police chief, but he's also a convicted killer and rapist. And police say he broke out of prison last week by donning a fake law enforcement uniform. Eight down, two to go. The remaining fugitives who escaped from a New Orleans jail are still eluding police. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on who they are.
Derek Rowe.